think this is the part where we're supposed to hand out. Who do we have new here today? Do we have anybody new here today?
No, we have
speakers. Speakers, yes, I know that. So we'll do the okay. We'll do it and do that next. Let's start. We'll start with the speakers then. First speaker today showed up one Wednesday evening, and just out of nowhere he showed up, and we've not been able to get rid of him since. But that's okay, because he's a great guy. He's a good guy. He's wonderful. He's awesome. And I'd like to introduce you to Bill Resto, Presto.
Every time I get up here, I always like to say, hello, church family.
Hi.
And so keeping with the, I haven't really prepared anything, because being a family and being in our circles for 9 or 10 months, how do you really wrap that down or condense that into a 5-minute speech? When you have some of the most profound and prolific experiences, not only in my own life, but more importantly, in the lives of those that I love and have come to love within this church family. Giving all honor, I love your hair. That's awesome. So giving all honor and praise to God in the angel kingdom, in the spirit of gratitude. Secondly, giving all honor and praise to a lovely woman who is so extremely gifted that she is able to hear spirit for the healing greater good of her family, which is our church. When you have somebody who is so selfless and pours her life out like water on a hearth in order that we may be refreshed and taste of the Spirit and that we may be healed, I don't know. I've never been given a greater gift. And I have to tell you, the importance that you are to me, I think I can say for everybody in the church, is profoundly significant. Millie says that the greatest gift, aside from love, is healing. And perhaps the greatest thing that I have received in the last 9 months is watching the unbelievable healing that my teammates or classmates have received. Everybody who's been in the class could go on and on about the different souls and spirits that came in to visit. But, you know, you could sit in a psychologist's office for years and never get touched as deeply as spirit could touch you here in this room. There is no possible way that any human being could put together the combination of people, events, stories, circumstances, coincidences, which I don't believe in, divine love, or just the touching of a heart that spirit can do. There's a verse in the Bible that I think wraps up more or less how profound that experience is, and one that I still don't understand today how it works, but I've seen it work. It's in Hebrews, my big notes for tonight. And it says, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as the division between soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. If that doesn't wrap up every single significant activity within our class, I don't know what does. The word of God is active and alive, never fails. It never, ever moves away from us, and it comes right in so as to divide so cleanly and neatly our soul and our spirit. I've seen it with mothers who have lost their children, deeply pained within our class. I've seen it with wives who have lost their husbands, or husbands who have lost their wives. I've seen it with us who have lost parents and grandparents. I've seen people who have been victims of alcoholism, abuse, incest, perversion, rape, abortion. You know, it just goes to show we're all human beings and we're all susceptible to the frailties of this life and what can happen to us. And not one of us gets out of this without a tremendous butt whooping. It happens to every single one of us. But the amazing thing is that we have this active spirit that can pierce between the soul and your spirit, knows exactly what you need, knows how to put the pieces together, can cut between the bone and marrow, never drop a drop of blood, of your blood, and heal you because God knows the intentions and the thoughts of your heart. So it is with great humility and reverence that I not only thank Millie, I thank the God and the angel kingdom. I also thank my new family here at the church because for me, watching people come every Tuesday night to the class, not so much to receive, but to give, to cheer, to be that battery, to be the prayer partner, the prayer project, and the supporter for the highest and best good of the person across the room or next to them who they don't really know, bonds you in such a way that I don't think you could be bonded that way to your natural family. Because oftentimes in our families, we don't discuss with earnesty and honesty and from the heart the things that we have experienced in this room. So I don't know how I can sum this all up. I can't fathom that I've only spent 9 months doing this in a class, and Millie has spent 40-something years doing it. The level of experience, knowingness, lovingness, and the ability to step back and trust and know that spirit never fails. You set a very, very tall example in my life, lady. Very tall example. And if there is a comparison, a spiritual comparison of what it's like to thirst for the Lord, I think I've only seen the water glass. I haven't been able to even taste it or touch it yet. Yet you've been doing it for 40-something years, and that has been multiplied amongst thousands and thousands of people because that love continues to go on. And that ultimately really comes back to the fact that the Word of God is active and alive. And it is active and alive in every one of you here. It only takes your willingness not to come for yourself, but to come for others. For when you give, and you give from the heart, and you give with all that you have, your joy becomes so overflowing, and the end result is a humility and an honor that you can't get anywhere else. Thank you for my 5 minutes.
We've learned a lot about Bill in our class and just what a highly evolved soul he is. He surely has a gift for communication and certainly loves to give of himself. And he's a beautiful soul. And I would say he comes to planet Earth here as a wise old soul, indeed. And so next we have Donna. Donna, I learned in class, loves to surround herself in books. In fact, she's got books stuffed everywhere and is probably just has so much knowledge in her that, again, and also I think she just went through some surgery. And so, yes, and so let's give her some healing, some good thoughts, some love thoughts as she makes her way up to the podium and shares her thoughts about the class. Thank you.
My name is Donna, and Mary, who is one of the people who've gone to all the work to put this on tonight, emailed me, and she asked me to talk a little bit about my journey and what brought me here and what Millie means to me. I've been coming here since last July, so this is 1 year for me and 9 months in Millie's circle. When I gave birth to my daughter, Nicole, I felt unconditional love for the first time in my life. When I received a phone call that she was found dead, my soul was shattered. Previous to the death of my daughter, Nicole, I did not know that there were churches that practiced spirit communication. I didn't even know about the existence of this kind of church. But I knew that Nicole was communicating with me, so I started researching what happens when we die. I went to a mediumship workshop because I figured that if there were any truth to this mediumship thing, somebody there would mention Nicole. A student practicing mediumship brought Nicole through so strongly that I knew beyond any doubt that Nicole still existed and was right there with us. I continued to take mediumship classes, but something was lacking in my life. Something was still empty, and I cried every day. A chance encounter with a woman that goes here named Diana led me to this church. The minute that I stepped through that door for the first time, I knew I was home. I could feel the vibration of love, peace, and healing that had been lacking in my life the second I came in here. When I saw Millie for the first time, I could feel the love channeling through her and emanating out. I would watch her as people would come up and talk with her, and she projected this unconditional love at them. Millie was not judging people. She was reflecting back their highest good and their highest potential. I was really excited for Millie's circle to start. The first night I came to the circle, she called me up to stand in the center. She said, "Your brother Ron is here." With such certainty, I had been around mediumship for a couple years by then, and so I was happy to hear that my brother Ron was there. Then Millie asked Spencer to stand in front of me, and I saw my brother Ron's face and hair appear over Spencer's. It was my brother's blue eyes, blonde mustache, and strong dimpled jawbone. My brother Ron looked as if he had just stepped off a plane from 30 years ago, in perfect condition. I was elated. I had never seen physical mediumship before, and from then on, I made sure not to let anything get in the way of attending my Tuesday night class. And while much of my family has come through in these circles, I have gained something equally as important. I have found a pathway to the healing of my own soul. Sitting in the outer circle, there's an energy of complete peace that permeates and heals every soul cell in my body. The energy in the inner circle is a magnetic vibration of pure peace and pure love that fills my heart and soul. I have found more healing in Millie's Tuesday night circle than I have in my whole life. I've seen glimpses of the spiritual world that I never even conceived of. I wanted to learn how to obtain this vibration in my day-to-day life without regard to circumstance or relationships. I asked Millie, what could I do to learn to hold that vibration of love? She told me that the first step is to learn to love myself. As I study mediumship, I am also studying my own personal growth and the healing of my own soul, and I owe much of being led on this journey to Millie and to this church. Millie sets the standard at Fraternal Spiritualist Church. She is a living example that we can all achieve a relationship with God, our angels and spirit guides, and our loved ones in spirit. Putting the principles of love into practice, as Millie has done, is the achievement of a lifetime. Millie is an example for anybody who chooses to follow. I am so glad to have found a church where it is acceptable to have a relationship with my loved ones in spirit. All of us, our loved ones, may have experienced a physical death, but they are very much alive and accessible to all of us. That's all. And Mary went and got a card that most of the Tuesday night classes had a chance to sign with a little gift in there for Millie. So this is from everybody.
Thank you, Donna. That was sincere and heartfelt. I was had to fight off the tears for myself. Anyway, so time for announcements. I don't have my list of announcements, so it's going to go by memory here. This Saturday, July 25th, we have Angel Touch-In from 10 to 2. It's a $10 donation for a 10-minute reading. And then August 3rd, is it? That healing? That's a good idea. Yeah, there is quite a bit going on. So healing classes, these are mandatory if you want to become a healer in this church. It's a 12-course, or rather 12-week class, and that begins August 2nd. And it concludes on October 25th. And then there's a benefit concert, which is going to be August 15th. And that benefit concert is featuring Roger and Artemisia Hunt. They perform for us on Sundays occasionally. They drive down on Sunday mornings from L.A. And so they're going to be putting on this benefit concert for Traveling Stories, which is a nonprofit organization devoted to helping children all over the world learn the joy and love of reading. And then beginning August 13th, we've got a couple of associate ministers here who have assembled a series of four classes on personal growth and self-responsibility, and that's going to be put on by Jody and Kimberly. And also, the flyers are over here on the table near the front entrance, the side entrance door. And so now, if we can, angel pins. So who's going to be handing out the angel pins for me? Luis. Who's new here for the first time? Anyone who? For the first time? Anyone here? Wow. So there's no one new here today. So now we have offerings. So, and we've got some music also.
Dennis is
going to
sing.
Which side do you want?
It doesn't matter. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, we do? Okay.
It's a sippity doodah. I'm not having a...
Okay.
Dennis.
Okay. So we're going to sing Zippity Doodah.
Oh, her favorite one.
Yes.
Let's sing it. You and me.
Okay. Sounds good.
We're practiced. That was a good promotion of the concert. Thank you. Yeah. Artemisia, it's a hard one. I spelled it wrong.
It is. She
texted me, like, I spelled it wrong.
Oh, really? Yeah. It is a hard thing. Pardon me?
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, my, oh my, what a wonderful day. Play sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual, everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just really thank you for all your grace and your fruits of the spirits that are here tonight. Thank you for everybody who gave, Lord God, in smiling and loving, in prayers and cheerleading, financial, and for those, Lord God, who just give all the time from their heart with their blessings. Thank you that you can bless this and multiply it for the better use within our community and our church. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you all.
And now we have a special gift for a special person in our church. And this special gift is going to be given by another individual who's experienced quite a transformation. I've seen her. I've seen what she was like when she first walked into this church and what she's become. And she's a perfect example of how your life can be just transformed and the greatness within you just all of a sudden appears. Please welcome Cindy.
Even as a kid, we were. My mom raised me all different kinds of religions, so I got to learn. I got to learn about Jesus, and I got to learn about reincarnation, and other things. Since I was little, and so when Michelle left, I knew she was okay, but I didn't. I wasn't okay, and. And the first time I met Millie, when Michelle died, a Native American woman called me on the phone, and she said a lot of things. And she said that Michelle said that she liked these two people a lot, but it wasn't the divine love that she was looking for. And I always thought that was interesting. And when I met Millie and I started going to her class, I felt if anybody is close to that divine love, it's Millie. And it makes you feel so safe, and her love touches everyone, and therefore everybody in the classroom feels safe. And it's just incredible for me. And you give us life. And I just want to thank you so much.
Thank you, Tuesday night class. And so what I want to say now is that when I was growing up, in my adolescent years, there's a quote that I remember distinctly. I was always told that there's consequences to your actions. And that was often met with a belt to the rump. And so I grew up thinking that, well, consequences are negative. They're not a good thing. And although my wife may think otherwise, I've grown up since then and have learned that consequence is that's a neutral word, and that it could be positive too. And so 5 years ago, I made the decision to return to fraternal spiritual classes, to fraternal spiritual church, and I decided to start to go back to class, Tuesday night class, that is. And that decision, the consequences of that decision, has led me to really to observe all these transformations, to really to understand, to recognize that there's life beyond just the material, materialistic world that we live in, and that I didn't realize that I already had a certain ability. But it was only through this class that I discovered that, well, it's not unusual. Everybody's got this ability. And so during this class, I've learned that spirit communication is certainly a gift, that it resides in everybody. And in watching the transformation of all these lives and just the camaraderie that it builds has led to just this enormous vulnerability to all that is the Heavenly Father. And from that came in all this love, this volume of love that's just spilling all over. And with that love comes a lot of responsibility, a lot of trust. And you're trusted by that Heavenly Father with certain gifts, one of which is mediumship. And so it's through this mediumship that I've learned that it's very easy for ego to take over, and it is a huge responsibility. And you certainly feel like you don't want to disappoint anyone, but nonetheless, we're just practicing. And so, as Millie says, we're not psychics. You've heard her many times state that that word has been dirtied up. No, we're mediums here, and we're only practicing, and we just want to tap into that love energy and bring forth somebody for you to get in touch with.